Masechta Sukkah. Today we embark yet on another Masechta, a new Masechta, as we continue our journey through Mishnayos. And Masechta Sukkah is compiled of five parakim, five chapters, and a total of 53 Mishnayos, so at a pace of two Mishnas a day, we should be done in a little bit less than a month. And today we're going to go through the initial introduction, and then tomorrow we'll hit the ground running with Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Masechtenu, our Masechta, dana b'ikra b'arba mitzvos hanoheges b'chag ha-sukkah. So our Masechta is going to be dealing with four mitzvos that are applicable on Sukkahs. The mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, right, the lulav, the Eswig, the Hadassim, and the Ravos, the mitzvah of the Arava and the Beis HaMikdash, where they would stand it up by the side of the Mizbeach. Nowadays, we don't really know much about this, but in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they had this gigantic Arava branch, huge Arava branch. In Eretz Yisrael, there are still people that actually take this branch on Sukkos, on Hoshana Rabbah. It's must be, I don't know, 8 feet or 9 feet tall. It's huge. And they would actually use this in the Beis HaMikdash by the Mizbeach. So this is one of the mitzvahs in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, they don't take it by the Beis HaMikdash, but there are those that shake it on Hoshana Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll learn about what this was, that at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they put it by the Mizbeach, what this service was. And then the fourth mitzvah is the Nisuch HaMayim, the libations of the water. So again, this is something also that's not really applicable nowadays. It's not applicable at all. It's the Beis HaMikdash. But we'll learn all about what the Nisuch HaMayim was on Sukkah. So our Masechta deals with four primary mitzvahs of Sukkahs, the Sukkah, the four Minim, the Dalet Minim, the mitzvah of the Arava that was put up by the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Nisuch HaMayim, the libations of water. Shtei HaMitzvahs already shows the first two mitzvahs, the Sukkah and the Dalet Minim, are learned out from Psukkim in the Torah, in Sefer Vayikra. I'm not going to go through the whole Pasuk, I'll just go through the main words. It says, L'kach l'nachem b'yem arishu, you should take for yourself on the first day of Sukkahs, pre-eitz hadar, kapos tmaram, anaf etz avos v'avinachal. These are referring to the four species that we take, the esrog, the lulav, the dasm, and the ravos. V'samachlim, you rejoice before Hashem Elokechem, before Hashem Yigath, shivat yom, 7 days, basukos, in sukos. Teishu shivat yom, we should sit for 7 days. So again, it's here we have the mention of sukos. So you see the four meaning, and you see sukos, and then the psukim continue. Again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but these are the main points you want to see. And that's what the first two mitzvahs are learned out of. The latter two, of putting the Arava by the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash and the Nisuch HaMayim, so there's different opinions. Some say that it's not explicit in the Torah, rather it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, meaning that there are halachos that we won't find in the Torah, but they were given to Moshe at Har Sinai from God's mouth, and it was given over in the Masorah and the tradition from Moshe at Har Sinai all the way now to 2019, and we have these mitzvahs. So some say it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It was Torah that was taught to Moshe at Har Sinai from Hashem's mouth that wasn't written in the actual Torah. It's more the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, similar to Mishnayos and Gemara, which is all oral Torah. And others say that no, it is learned out from the Torah, and they bring down a whole long piece over here, how they darshan out of the Torah. The point is that all four mitzvahs are going to be Torah mitzvahs, not rabbinic mitzvahs, and these are the primary mitzvahs of the Chag. Also, it's brought down, the Gemara says that, what does the Nisuch HaMayim have to do with Sukkahs? What does libations of water have to do with Sukkahs? So the Gemara says that the time for the Mipnei Shachag, Sukkahs is Man Gishmei Shanahu, it's the time for the Gashmis of the year, meaning the rain of the year. The Gemara explains that there's several different, you know, times of the year that you're judged. Rosh Hashanah is the overall, you know, judgment for the entire year, for everything in general. But then throughout the year, Tu B'Av is the judgment for the trees. Shavuos, which is this week, will be judgment for Torah. So Sukkos was the time that we were judged on water. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, God says, Nischu Lefanei Mayim B'Chag, do this whole, you know, process of the Nisuch HaMayim, the libations of the water, that we'll learn about this. On Sukkos, because on Sukkos we're judged on the water, in order that I should give you a year full of blessing, meaning full of water. Water is what, you know, waters the ground and gives us crop and gives us all of our gashmis, all gives us all of our means. So Hashem is saying that today's Sukkos, where we're judged on water, come do the water service before me, so I should bless you with water. Okay, the introduction concludes with the following, that our Masechta is going to be based on five chapters, five prakim. The first two parakim of our Masechta will be talking about Dinei Asiyah Sukkah, how to build a sukkah. what's a kosher sukkah, what's not a kosher sukkah, and the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah. How much do I have to dwell, or how many days do I have to dwell in it? When I sleep, when I eat, what are the halachos? That's going to be the first two parakim. The third parak is going to be discussing the halachos of the arba minim, the dalad minim that we take on sukkahs, and generally they just call it netilas lulav, the taking of the lulav, but it refers to all four of them. So whenever we say netilas lulav in the Masechta, it's referring to all four species, the lulav, the hadasim, the esrog, and the aravos. The fourth chapter is going to continue to teach us about the netilas lulav, and it's also going to teach us about the arava of the mizbeach, that what was this process where they would take this giant arava and put it by the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll also discuss the umusayim, the mitzvahs, and then we'll conclude with the mitzvahs of the nisach hamayim, of this water libation process that they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And in the fifth parak, we're going to discuss the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash. They had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara says that the person who never saw the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, this, you know, grand party in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot, never saw a real party in his life. Could have went to the biggest Broadway show. He never saw a real party if he wasn't there during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they made the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the party at the end of Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a glorious, glorious party. And we discussed what this party was. It was more of a spiritual party. It wasn't just to get drunk and have a good time. We'll discuss, you know, what this was. That's the final parak of the Masechta. V'chein nishnim b'pratim, and also we're going to discuss different pratim, different things about the Karban Musaf, the sacrifice that was brought during the Musaf of the Chag of Sukkos, and also other things that were going on during the Beis HaMikdash throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So that wraps up our initial introduction, and tomorrow we'll hit the ground running with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis.